Victor Averill's desk is an imposing piece of dark mahogany, its feet carved into lion's claws, a testament to the skill of 18th century cabinet makers. The patina of time has given the wood an almost reddish sheen in the dancing light from the stove. You try to open the central drawer, but it resists. The tarnished brass handle refuses to yield. The drawer is locked. On closer inspection, you notice a delicate lock, almost concealed within the floral ornamentation decorating its facade. The side drawers open easily, revealing mundane office supplies, ink, quills, stationery. But this central drawer, stubbornly closed, seems to hold the antiquarian's most intimate secrets. The key must be somewhere in this room.